The top of the morning to you. It's Monday, the 19th of June, and greetings from sunny Belfast. No, I've not been sent here by Theresa May to do some negotiation after last week's 3D thoughts, but been working out here and having a bit of time to relax as well. Do you have any customer service heroes in your business? I came across three in the last few days and thought, well, I'll just let you know who they are, why, but also give you a few tips to look at maybe how you can spot and encourage yours. It started off on Friday when I went to have my eyes tested at Specsavers in Chesterfield. And John, the specialist who looked after the contact lenses, was an incredibly passionate guy who really knew his stuff, but explained the new innovations in a way, particularly my contact lenses, that I can understand. He didn't bamboozle me with science, but really demonstrated the benefits of maybe why I should be using the new breathable lenses. And it clearly wasn't scripted, it was personalised, he understood my needs, and he demonstrated his passion for everything that he really cared about. And it's a real asset to a great team who, to be fair, were all consistently good throughout the store. And a real credit to Naz and Vicky, who head up the Chesterfield store there. You should have gone there, really should. And we're in Belfast. We arrive at Belfast on Saturday morning, and the taxi from the airport to our hotel was driven by Brian, a wonderful ambassador for the city. He found out what we were doing, how long we were here for, and passionately sold his city to us, again personalising his stories and ideas to suit us and our needs. His enthusiasm was a wonderful ambassadorial role and a great welcome to the city. And again, it was his personalised experience that really seemed to make this work. We actually did ask whether he'd been trained in it, and he said he had, but that was all just common sense stuff. He says, why wouldn't you be enthusiastic about your job and doing what you love doing, he said. And he's obviously a natural and a real ambassador for the city. And lastly, to Arnhem, our fantastic waiter in Dean's Love Fish on Saturday night. This is a young Lithuanian guy, works here in Belfast, been here for a number of years, and looked after us throughout the evening. He particularly bounced off my father-in-law John, whose 82nd birthday it was, and made him feel very special. In fact, he made us all feel very special. And his cheeky conversations appeared natural and gained us throughout the evening. And again, no scripts, no pushing us to buy stuff that we didn't want. And he wasn't sort of trying to upsell all the time, although we did spend more, I'm sure. But just someone who really seemed to love his job and care for his customers. So, who are your customer service champions? How do they listen to and engage with their customers? How do they offer advice, ideas and knowledge? How do they demonstrate a passion for your business and your products and services? How do they show you care? What do you do to encourage, enable and empower them to do this? How do you recognise and reward them? And lastly, what sort of a role model are you when it comes to doing these things? Have a great day now. Bye.